This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man well and safe. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man sold a faith. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Be damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his fate. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
America, welcome to the show, everyone. 877-317-6432 is a number here, so you can give me a call. 877-317-6432 is a number here. Last night, greatest game I've ever seen in my life. I mean, I can't say enough about it. Who blows a 28-3 lead going into the fourth quarter? I haven't seen anybody choke like that since Hillary Clinton blew her lead going into the fourth quarter. Right? It was a choke, no matter how you say it. And the greatest comeback in, obviously, in Super Bowl history. First game that was decided in overtime in the Super Bowl. The irony, though, was amazing. The fact that, you know, Tom Brady had been suspended for four games. Remember that at the beginning of the year, he'd been suspended four games because of, Deflategate. And in fact, Roger Goodell hadn't gone to any of the Patriots games the whole year. And the best was at the very end. When Robert Kraft accepted the trophy from Roger Goodell and the crowd went nuts. First of all, the crowd, I don't know if you noticed this, they were just booing Goodell mercilessly. And then as soon as he gave the trophy to Robert Kraft, the crowd went nuts. They were cheering and... And, of course, there was the underlying political narrative as well about, it was Patriots are favored by Donald Trump. Therefore, you know, you've got to root against the Patriots. You got to root against Tom Brady because of his friendship with Donald Trump. Robert Kraft was an early supporter of Donald Trump, and Bill Belichick, of course, also supporter of Donald Trump. So, if you believe in anything in America, you gotta go against the Patriots. In fact, the media told us that the majority of the country was against the Patriots. And I thought going into the game, I thought, you know, this is why I'm obviously going to have to root for Tom Brady, even though, you know, I'm not a big, I wasn't a huge Patriots fan, but I've always been a kind of a Tom Brady fan because he's great. I mean, it's like, you know, how do you boo Jordan, right? Or Joe Montana or, you know, Jim Brown or greatness, just greatness. I mean, you got to give the guy his due. And the irony was awesome because the crowd really stuck it to Roger Goodell. Just that I loved. And it was a great game, ultimately. It's a great game, and it brings us all together, and it's America. But again, the left just had a meltdown about it, which made it even better. It made it even better. The fact that they were all freaked out about it, I loved it. And again, we were told that, you know, nobody wanted the Patriots to win. And that, you know, they were, the Patriots were the Klan's team, apparently. They were the team of the racists and the xenophobes. And how dare you put America first? I mean, their names are the Patriots, for God's sakes. The Patriots. How are you going to root against the Patriots? But we were supposed to. That's what the, you know, the media told us. Look, when Michael Moore is cheering against you, then that pretty much makes me all in for you, okay? by the way, there's a story out today that there's a Starbucks in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, that is denying women entry into Starbucks. Yes. Yes, yes. There's a complete with a picture. This was a story actually on InfoWars. Starbucks in Saudi Arabia refuses to serve women. No entry for ladies. Only send your driver to order. Please, no entry for ladies. Only send your driver to order. Thank you. This is a Starbucks coffee shop in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. They are reportedly refusing to serve women, a claim that the corporate giant was swiftly forced to deny. Although you can see the picture plainly, a Twitter user by the name of Monar N posted the image outside the Starbucks, which read, "Please, no entry for ladies. Only send your driver to order. Thank you." This is the same Starbucks that vows to hire 10,000 refugees. Meanwhile, the Starbucks in Saudi Arabia doesn't let women come in. You think Howard Schultz is going to say something about this? No. Under Islamic guardianship laws, women are required to be with male escorts to perform a number of tasks in Saudi Arabia, including voting and opening a bank account. They're also banned from driving. After the image began to go viral, Starbucks was forced to respond, tweeting, "That was a temporary sign during a store renovation. The store now accommodates all customers in accordance with local law." Really? I don't think there's a renovation going on. The message posted outside the store contains no information whatsoever about a renovation. And how would this affect only women? Now, the controversy is particularly ironic given that Starbucks repeatedly likes to virtue signal about its progressive values, including a much derided Race Together campaign last year in support of Black Lives Matter, and, of course, their recent vow to hire 10,000 refugees as a snub to President Trump's travel ban. Do you think that the feminists are going to make a stink about this? Because these days, most of them have been preoccupied with wearing vaginas on their heads and praising someone who advocates Sharia law and chanting Allah Akbar. This is what's always amazing to me about the left. The hypocrisy of the left. They talk about how they stand for women, yet they're cool with Sharia law. They're cool with Muslims in Saudi Arabia banning women from actually going to Starbucks. Howard Schultz has been silent about this. I'm waiting, Howard. I'm waiting. Because you're leading social justice warrior, right? All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You made my soul burning fire. You gave- thing to be my one desire.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's Improve Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
An Idle Mind is the Woodson's Workshop, and Edward loves company.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. I gotta talk about this. This is just amazing here. Okay. There is a California state Senate leader. California State Senate President Pro Tem, Kevin DeLeon. He's a Democrat in Los Angeles. I guess in the his district is L.A. Okay? He said this. This is on Tuesday. He said, half of his family was in the country illegally using fake documents and eligible for deportation under President Trump's new executive order against sanctuary jurisdictions. De Leon, who introduced a bill, made his remarks at a hearing in Sacramento on SB 54, the bill to make California a sanctuary state. Now, California now wants to become a sanctuary state. Not content with just having sanctuary cities, California wants to be the first sanctuary state. Okay? And he actually said this, and I quote, I can tell you half of my family would be eligible for deportation under President Donald Trump's executive order. Because if they got a false Social Security card, if they got a false identification, if they got a false driver's license prior to us passing AB 60, I guess it's a bill they're trying to pass, if they got a false green card, and anyone who has family members, you know, who are undocumented, i.e. illegal aliens, knows that almost entirely everybody has secured some sort of false identification. That's what you need to survive, to work. They're eligible for mass deportation. Huh? This is an elected official in the state of California. That's why these people all got to go. They all got to go. I've had it. Testifying before the Senate Public Safety Committee, De Leon defended the widespread practice of by illegal aliens to use fraudulent documents to work and obtain taxpayer-paid benefits, dismissing any concerns California citizens may have about being the target of identity theft. Because that's a huge problem, identity theft. And I'm going to get into that in a minute. In an interview the following day on KPCC 89.3 Air Talk with Larry Mantle, De Leon expressed outrage that President Trump's executive order would include those who possess fraudulent documents or committed identity theft to obtain a Social Security number. Again, bizarro world. This is an elected official. He's sworn to uphold the law. And see, this is why, you know, all this normalization of illegal activity by the left, this is the result of this. So he goes on to say this. Someone simply who received or purchased a fraudulent Social Security card down at MacArthur Park or elsewhere in my district, would be eligible immediately for that mass deportation, De Leon said. He went on to say, he's trying to deputize police officers. Wow, what a crazy concept. And with the suspicion of someone being a criminal or having a broken taillight, that they themselves, as a local police officer, could call the ICE agents immediately and have that person deported without even legal due process. Why would you have to have legal due process? You broke the law. You're eligible for deportation. That's how the law works. The host, Larry Mantle, asked him, first of all, I want to make sure I understand correctly. You don't think purchasing a phony Social Security card and number should be a deportable offense? To which De Leon replies, I don't think so. The vast majority of immigrants, hardworking immigrants, have done that. I can tell you I have family members specifically who came here as undocumented immigrants, and they did the same thing. That's what you need to do to survive in this economy. At which time the host objected. But, of course, the problem is, and I know people, too, who've had their Social Security numbers and identities stolen as a result of that. De Leon, of course, minimized the problem, saying it's not the same as Russian hacking. Bizarro! Bizarro! But see, here's the problem. Here's the problem. We have now legitimized illegal behavior. The media and everyone has legitimized this. In fact, look, here's a great example. CNN. Of course, with CNN's recent boasting of increased sales of George Orwell's 1984 in response to President Donald Trump. During Sunday's Inside Politics, Washington Post writer Ed O'Keefe hammered the president and Republicans for daring to use the words illegals and illegal aliens. Huh? Listen. Why don't you listen to this? This is how we've normalized, the media's normalized.
I want to call
illegal behavior. Listen.
I want to call him out on one thing here, because this continues to be a problem that afflicts the president and other people in this debate. He continues to use the word illegals. It is about as offensive as it gets for immigration advocates and for Hispanics in this country, and for O'Reilly to use the term illegal aliens. That also is a no-no in journalism. You know, the AP style is not that anymore. It's still a legal term for the government, but that kind of talk distracts, and people will just hear that, and that alone is disqualifying.
Now, our style is undocumented here. There are people who think you should call it out, that they did come into the country illegally, and you should continue to say so. That's a debate.
Plural, though. It's a debate. Illegals is the problem. That's going to get him and Republicans in trouble yet again with immigration advocates, and it's offensive.
Oh, no, it's offensive. Okay, you know what? First of all, let me just say this. That is the legal distinction. The legal distinction is illegal alien. That is the legal distinction. Illegal alien. You see what the left has done? They have normalized illegal behavior. And if you call it out and say that it's illegal, that they are illegal aliens, which is what they are, that is offensive. What, are you kidding me? We'll be right back.
Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Are you tired of paying too much for health care? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising health care costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing health care for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great-tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London. Teas that fit your every mood. Available to store near you or twiningsusa.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Still Snoop Dogg with D.I. D.I. Guess who's back? Still doing this, Andre? Oh, for sure. Yeah. Check it out. It's still Dre Day. AK.
Welcome back to the show, 877-317-6432. The media's relentless beating of the two-week-old Donald Trump administration could hardly be seen as beneficial to him, but PBS's Travis Smiley tried to argue that on NBC's Meet the Press on Sunday. What troubles me, Chuck, is that we, too many of us, that is, rush to normalize a racist, sexist, classist campaign that he ran to win this office. Smiley whined as he smeared the president with the standard leftists. Tropes of him. And he went on to say, and now we seem to be rushing to normalize the Supreme Court process that trampled on the Constitution just a year ago, and now it's just, now we're into this conversation about how should Democrats handle this. We're normalizing this too fast, and it troubles me what this ultimately means for the future of this democracy if we continue in this town and beyond to normalize this kind of unrepentant behavior. What is he talking about? Imagine if, for instance, I had said in 2008, what troubles me is that we, too many of us, rush to normalize Barack Obama. Huh? We're normalizing this too fast. I mean, imagine. But it's okay. It's okay. It's okay for to have CNN rail against Donald Trump constantly. In fact, Brian Seltzer has constantly called for Trump to be labeled a dictator. How about CBS touting environmentalists scrambling to save the EPA's research data from Trump? Or NBC claiming Russia is the only country paying for country partying for Trump becoming the president? Huh? What about that? Oh, we can't normalize this. What I'm concerned about is that we're normalizing this. Yeah, because he's the president now. Okay? He's the president now. Get over it. Deal with it. It's your president, buddy. It's your president. And they're worried that they are normalizing this person. Are you kidding me right now? What exactly should we be doing? Tell me what we should be doing. Now I want to play this for you. This is over the weekend. Michael Wolff, he's the columnist for the Hollywood Reporter, and he took Brian Seltzer to task for. His coverage. I mean, Brian Seltzer is, I mean, CNN. Brian Seltzer, I don't know if you've seen this, he's got this show called Reliable Sources that is anything but reliable. Anyway, so Michael Wolff, he's a writer for, he's a columnist for the Hollywood Reporter. And I want you to listen to this because he pushed back on Seltzer. About the coverage. And I want you to listen to this because it was actually really good.
Let me read from your Newsweek column. Let's put part of it on screen here. You said the media strategy is to show Trump as an inept and craven sociopath. The Trump strategy is to show that media people are hopeless prigs out of touch with the nation. And then you mentioned me. You said the media correspondent for CNN turns to the camera every Sunday morning and delivers a pious sermon about Trump's perfidiousness. I hope I pronounced that right. Tell me about that particular issue. Do you feel that my style is wrong or my
No, you just are wrong.
This is wrong. Trying to fact check the president.
I think it's, and I mean this with truly no disrespect, but I think you can border on being sort of quite a ridiculous figure. It's not a good look to repeatedly and self-righteously defend your own self-interest. The media should not be the story. Every week, in this religious sense, you make it the story. We are not the story.
You think there's room for 1 hour a week on CNN for this?
No.
Listen, I love your show. I just wish you wouldn't turn to the camera and lecture America about the virtues of the media and everyone trying to attack it. The media will be fine.
The media doesn't need defending in this moment.
Media does not need defending by the media, certainly.
Okay.
And so far the media is. I mean, the New York Times front page looks like it's 1938 in Germany every day.
No, it does not. Give me a break.
The New Yorker is, as I say, has left all of its standards behind and now become, an opinion vehicle constantly.
Oh, no. What? Yeah. Called out by your own. And I've said this on the show. There is a real danger here. That people are going to just start not paying attention to the media. In fact, I just had this conversation this morning with somebody. And somebody that's not particularly, media savvy or this is just a normal person. Not somebody like myself or even my listeners. And this person said to me, I've stopped paying attention to the media now, which I thought was interesting, because this is like this person that I was speaking to is kind of your typical, I think, consumer of news. And said to me, you know, dude, I don't pay any attention to what they say anymore. It's falling on deaf ears. It's just like, you know, all they do is trash Trump, and I stopped listening. I mean, look, when the media is telling, is calling out another member of the media. I mean, look, this guy Michael Wolff, he's a reporter he's a columnist for the Hollywood Reporter, which is clearly no right wing publication. Yet he's calling out Brian Seltzer, saying, "Hey, dude, you guys are really kind of embarrassing yourselves." And I think they're operating within this echo chamber, talking to themselves, and you know, they get reinforced by themselves. And you know, we're living in this time now where you literally have kind of the worst of the worst that are in media, that are in politics. Because if you really, and I've said this so many times, if you're about something, you do something. You don't go into politics. That's why it's so refreshing to have somebody like Donald Trump, who's actually accomplished something in his life outside of politics. I mean, what is exactly a politician, and what have you accomplished? Virtually nothing. We'll be right back.
The Edward Woodson Show.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show, 877-317-6432. Kakistocracy. Kakistocracy is rule by the worst. And that's pretty much what we've had for a long time. Case in point, Representative Maxine Waters thinks that Putin invaded Korea and says Trump needs to be impeached, okay? Now, sorry, Maxine, you can't impeach a president because you don't like him. And Putin didn't invade Korea, it was Crimea. But, you know, Korea, Crimea, it's all the same, right? Listen, I want you to listen to this. This is Maxine Waters, okay? Talking about how we have to impeach the president. But I got to tell you, when these people do this, it's awesome.
Last week you said your greatest desire is to lead Donald Trump right into impeachment. I'm wondering why is it appropriate to call for the impeachment of the president less than a month after him taking office?
I have not called for the impeachment yet. He's doing it himself. Let me just say that the statement I made was a statement in response to questions and pleas that I'm getting from many citizens across this country. What are we going to do? How can a president who is acting in the manner that he's acting, whether he's talking about the travel ban, the way that he's targeting Muslims, or whether he's talking about his relationship to Putin and the Kremlin, and knowing that they have hacked our DCCC and DNC, and knowing that he is responsible for supplying the bombs that killed innocent children and families in Aleppo. And the fact that he is wrapping his arms around Putin while Putin is continuing to advance into Korea, I think that he is leading himself into that kind of position where folks will begin to ask, what are we going to do? And the answer is going to be, eventually, we've got to do something about him. We cannot continue to have a president who's acting in this manner. It is dangerous to the United States of America.
No, you know what's dangerous to the United States of America? You idiot! Korea. And you got to see it because she's like, you know, and he invaded Korea. This is a congressman, or I'm sorry, congresswoman, congressperson for the state of California. Freaking idiot. Kakistocracy. Okay, remember that word, kakistocracy.
Do you agree
with that? Well, the person, I'm not here to talk about impeachment today. I'm here to talk about what the assault that the Trump administration is making on America's working families. Any of the things that the congresswoman said are grounds for displeasure and unease in the public about the performance of this president, who has acted in a way that is strategically incoherent, that is incompetent, and that is reckless. And that is not grounds for impeachment. When and if he breaks the law, that is when that something like that would come up. But that's not the subject of today.
Could I follow up on the subject of today with regards to...
Yes.
Can we follow up in regards to the fact that you said that Russia invaded Korea? These people, okay, these people are in our government. That should scare the bejesus out of you, really, seriously. I don't even know what that means, scare the bejesus out of you, but this should scare you. Okay? That she's calling for the impeachment of Donald Trump. Okay. All right. Okay. So I told you in the last segment about this California congressman. Again, example of cacristocracy. So this is the California state senator. Says, half my family are here illegally. Went on to admit that half his family's here illegally and doesn't see any problem. Doesn't see any problem with people obtaining illegal documentation. The fact that you can purchase a phony Social Security card. Doesn't have a problem with this. Now, there's a new study out. And I knew this was going to happen. New study. ID fraud up since security chips are put into play. You knew this is coming, right? You know the little tiny chip, okay, that you have now? It's just a big pain in the ass, okay? When you go to the store now, you know, you got to put in your card. You got to wait for it to read your chip, right? And remember, the reason why we had those goofy chips was because it was going to deter credit card fraud, right? It was going to protect us from credit card fraud. Remember that? So now everybody's got the security chips. And, of course, businesses brought into the chip readers. They had to buy these chip readers. And you know who's going to pay for those chip readers, obviously. You, the consumer. Anyway, so consumers and businesses switched to the chip-based card about 16 months ago. The reason being it was going to deter theft, remember that? But a new study released this week from Javelin Strategy and Research found that identity fraud cases rose 16% in 2016, which equates to 15.4 million new victims. That is indeed a record, FYI. Lane Connor, founder and CEO of credit card processor Fuse, said the chip rollout was bungled from the start in part because it was supposed to require a PIN, not just a signature. The real security was supposed to be the PIN and actually putting your PIN in when you actually dip the card, he said. A bad guy could just as easily steal your wallet, go and dip a credit card into a machine and sign for it like they're you. He also said that the increase in e-commerce is to blame since online shopping offers virtually no credit card protection. For business owner Corey Helfman of Ken's Men's Shop, the spike in fraud cases is concerning. It scares me as a business owner, not only for our store, but also for our clientele. No one wants to come under any kind of fraud. But overall, Connor is comfortable with the protection the chip readers gives, and that's a good thing given the chip is here to stay. As badly as it was done, the ship has sailed in on ever going back to swiping cards, said Connor. So there you have it. ID fraud is up since those goofy security chips have come into play. Not only that, they're a pain in the ass. It slows down the line. You know, you've been in a line, and you got to put your card in, and it's got to read the card. And then if you take it out, it messes up the whole thing. You got to put it back in. You got to wait. And we were sold on this because this was going to protect us. It's going to cut down on fraud. But it's not. It's not doing that. Credit card fraud is up. And then you got idiots like this California state senator that say that, hell, his family's out there using false documents and buying phony security cards, social security cards, and that's okay. It's okay to purchase a phony social security card. Bizarro world. And then you got Maxine Waters talking about how Putin invaded Korea. Cacristocracy, people. Cacristocracy. All right, I'm out of time for the day. Check out my website, edwardwoodson.com. That's edwardwoodson.com. Also, like us on Facebook, The Edward Woodson Show, and follow me on Twitter, at Ed Woodson Show. It is truly an honor and a privilege to be with you every day to give you your fair share of the truth, because you're entitled to it. Good day, America. I'm out.
For tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.